Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. You're also welcome to send us a voice memo there.
It's true. And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. And join the good old Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35podcast, where the password is serums. And I just want to point out that in the Facebook group right now, through April 20th, there is a giveaway running for galleys of my book. Thanks for waiting. So if you're in the Facebook group, look for that post. If you're not in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group. Enter the giveaway. A good time will be had by all.
Done and done. I mean, I can't enter, but
well, I mean, you could.
It would be random. Very
it's selected
weird.
At random, but I think okay. People would be like, wait a second.
I'd feel really shitty if I entered.
Also, I can just give you a galley.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm hoping. I can like know who wrote the book so I can like get a hookup.
You can get a hookup.
Well, that's very exciting, Dori. I'm enjoying counting down the weeks until your book comes out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you want to hear a funny thing that happened to me on the Forever 35 text message account?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so yesterday I was perusing our Forever 35 text messages, and back to back, there were two texts, and one of them was like, Kate, are you worried that you drink too much? Are you going to overdrink water? And then immediately after that, was one that was like, hey, do you want to tell your listeners about hyponatremia? I might be pronouncing that wrong, but that's where you drink too much water and it can make you sick, especially if you don't have enough sodium in your body or it eliminates the sodium. Again, not a doctor. But I got these back-to-back messages and I was like, huh. First of all, everybody, don't drink too much water. Yes, I do want to warn listeners, please don't go overboard drinking water. Again, don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor. I just happen to drink half my... Like I drink about, I don't know, 90 ounces of water a day, maybe 100. Okay. So anyway, so I wrote back to both these people and I was like, sure. And I was like, I'm okay. This is how much I drink. And then like, one of them was like, oh, cool. That was my wife who wrote the other message.
Did they like, know?
I was sent to them. I was like, wait, this is really funny. I was like, you both texted me at the same time and said basically the same thing. So I'm sorry I worried you. And they were really sweet. And they said, it's just because we love you. So I think maybe they had discussed it. I don't know.
That is so funny.
Anyway, I was, and then I texted the other person and I was like, I'm talking to your spouse. And they were like, ha ha ha. So anyway, it was so wonderful. Like,
maybe texting. They were like, she might not pay attention unless both of us say it.
Well, look, I genuinely appreciate one, their concern, and two, the fact that they're looking out for other listeners and making sure like we communicate healthy boundaries when it comes to water drinking. So I just, that like made my freaking day that texted me and then revealed that they were a couple. So anyway, these are the kind of fun and exciting interactions we have on the Forever 35 text message line. It's a real party line. If you were alive in the 80s, you might know that people used to do party lines.
Did you ever do a party line?
Only like as a kid at someone else's house. And we would like prank them, and then the parent would be like, why is there a $75 charge for 3 minutes spent on this 900 number? And I would be like, ooh.
Yeah, I never did one for that reason.
Yeah.
I feel like the fear of God was instilled in me about 900 numbers.
Oh, well, it was such a scam. I mean, it was such a scam. If you're listening to this and you're like, what is a 900 number? It was a phone number that you would call and they would charge, you know, the first 2 minutes would be free, and then they would charge you like anywhere from $2 to $5 a minute. It would go on your phone bill, so you could be on the phone for 15 minutes and rack up like $75 to $100 of a phone charge.
Yeah, and of course the people on the other end of the line are doing everything they can to keep you on the phone.
Yes, it would be like the astrology, like it was, what was that?
Yeah, like a psychic hotline.
Psychic hotline, that's it, yeah.
Or phone sex, or these party lines. I don't know, now we're getting really sidetracked. Were all party lines 900 numbers? I don't know. I feel like party lines were like a little bit before our time. Like we were a little young for party lines.
Yeah, it was definitely not something like a 9-year-old on a playdate at someone's house should have been doing.
I feel like by the time we were at the age where someone would call a party line, it was already like chat rooms.
Yeah, I was on AOL and Prodigy.
Well, look at you.
Anyway, Dory, how are you feeling today? I feel like there's something going on with you. You're abuzz with something new.
It's this weird feeling. I don't totally know how to describe it, but I think it might be this thing we used to call hope.
I've heard of it.
I know. I've sort of forgotten what it feels like. So I'm kind of wondering if this is actually what I feel or if it's just some other feeling.
What is going on over there? Like, what are you? Well,
here's what I realize. Here's what I realize why I'm thinking, why I'm feeling this. So backstory is we were supposed to go away with my extended family, my brother's family, my sister's family, my parents, for my parents' 70th and 75th birthdays, which were last May and last August. We were supposed to go away last May. So obviously that got postponed. And my mom was like, well, why don't we all go over Thanksgiving? And we were all sort of like, okay. But I hadn't actually rebooked anything until yesterday. And I had to call to rebook it because it was like a travel credit. I'd been kind of putting it off. I finally booked it. And then I was like, oh, this is like the first concrete travel plan I've had in over a year, where I have to like fly somewhere and stay in a hotel. And it felt really good just to book that. Like, I know that the psychology of planning a vacation, like there have been studies on this that like it makes you feel good just to plan the vacation.
That's right. We've talked about this on the show. Yeah. Yes.
But I think there's something extra special about planning a post-pandemic vacation.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And like, look, I don't know if we're actually going to be post-pandemic in November. Mm-hmm. We might still be lingering pandemic, but I think it will feel, it already is starting to feel different, but I think it will be feeling different in November. And I was suddenly like, oh, wow, okay. Like, it was just made me feel hopeful and excited to both like have this trip. Knowing I'm going to be able to see my family, my whole family. Henry's going to see his cousins, but also like I'm going to get the F out of here.
Yeah.
That also felt really good.
I bet.
So I don't know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that was... I know we might not be post-pandemic, but we'll at least be in a more hopefully sustainable space where,
that's,
you know,
how I yeah. feel. Yeah. Like, even if I still have to wear, like, well, first of all, I feel like I will probably now wear a mask on a plane all the time.
Yeah. Why not?
But even if we're not wearing masks as much as we had been, or I don't know, like, I just think it will feel different by November. So anyway, that's all. That's all I wanted to share.
Mm. Well, that makes me hopeful.
Oh, yay. I mean, you have kind of more, I don't know, negative news to share.
Well, I don't know if it's news, but I, you know, so I turned in revisions to my editor on my book that's coming out next year. And it was basically like sitting at my desk from like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then again from like 7:30 to 10:30. So I was sitting and I was not like moving. Like I would not get up. I was just sitting, working. And after that week, I was so sore from sitting. It almost felt like I had injured myself. It was,
no,
you know, and I know like there's lots of information about how like sitting for humans is actually very, very bad for our bodies. We're not meant to be in this position for all day long. You're yeah. supposed to get up and walk around every hour. Like, I know all that information.
Yeah.
But I also, when I'm working on something on a deadline, I don't make space for myself to take a break. I'm just like, this, why would I waste those 10 minutes walking when I could be working more? Like, I kind of get into that mentality, which I know is not great. But by the end, you know, I turned everything in at 10 o'clock on Friday night. And the next day, I was so sore. I felt like I was injured. And maybe I was. I mean, maybe that is what was happening. But my, you know, like, if you think about the position of sitting in a chair, like, you're kind of, those hip flexors, I forget what these things, psoas muscles, like, everything is in this weird bent position.
Yeah.
And I spent all of Saturday foam rolling, stretching, and then using my Theragun all over my body.
Wow.
I pinched a muscle in my shoulder. Like, I was in so much discomfort, I had to take Advil.
Oh,
like,
my gosh, Kate.
I was a mess.
Wow.
I mean, also, look, I'm 41. I'm almost 42. Like, it's not like I'm a sprightly 18-year-old, you know? Like, my body just gets a little more sore, but holy smoke story, it hurt.
Oh, and then
after doing all that, oh, it's okay, it was a good lesson. Like, I was talking to my trainer who I work out with once a week, and she was like, get up every hour and just like do a jumping jack, like, you know, just do 10 squats. The squats don't need to be good, you just need to move your body. I was like, yes, I know. And I even have on my freaking Apple Watch, it tells me to get up and move around. But
it
I
does.
Ignore it. I right. don't listen to that. A watch? So
no watch is going to tell me what to do.
Yeah. Fuck you, watch. So I should listen to the watch. And I have this last week, I have been making way more of an effort to just walk, to stand, to sit differently. But I was really actually kind of shocked where I was like, oh, I'm basically like, you know how it's like always in the New York Times where it's like sitting for 10 hours a day isn't good for you. Like, here's how to stretch. Like, I felt like the case study for one of those articles.
Yeah.
So that was really eye-opening for me. And I was, in the context of caring for myself as a sitter, I was like, do people get up and foam roll, or do they stretch while during the workday? I'm curious, because I was really uncomfortable. So do you do anything like that? Like, do you make an effort to get up and move around, or do you stretch during working times?
I don't. I should stretch during working times, but I do make an effort to get up and move around.
Well, I need to follow your lead.
You should follow my lead in all things.
I mean, honestly, I should. I should plan a vacation. Hey, you know what else I'm doing? That's
what
I'm kind of enjoying. I'm adding mint to my water, and it's not to circle back
Ooh.
To the water, you know, to my intense water intake, but I shove a lot of mint into my water bottle. It makes it taste really good.
Oh, that's fun.
Just, you know, FYI.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, on that minty note, let's take a little break and we'll be right back.
All righty.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, we are back with a voicemail.
Hi, guys. I have a topic that I don't think I've heard you discuss before. Sometime in my 30s, maybe around when I was 30, I lost like all my eyebrows. It sounds like it's a pretty common hormonal thing to go on with people. At the time, I blamed birth control that I was on. It was new, but I think it probably was something that was just going to happen. But flash forward, I know for the past 10 years or so, microblading has become more popular, and I have to spend every single day drawing my eyebrows in. Sometimes I look like a maniac because two kids now, I don't have time. I've gone on trips where I forgot my Anastasia of Hollywood, which I have to be like married to, and I just look ghostly if there's nothing on them. So I have been really curious about microblading, and it seems like a weird way of caring for myself to actually get my first tattoo to be on my face. But the only person I've ever known who did it was somebody who worked in my child's daycare who got it way too dark and way too big. And I'm just wondering how people go about like selecting a provider and how they judge if they know what they're doing. It seems like a really noticeable thing is to do it wrong. And because I have almost no eyebrows right now, I'm afraid it's going to look really defined. So as people do contemplate doing these kinds of alterations themselves, like how do you make these decisions? I just kind of heard about it again and wondered if more people are doing this than I realized. Like, how are people managing their eyebrows 30 and beyond when they seem to be becoming non-existent? Okay, I'm going to start to ramble if I keep going, but I just, help. I'm tired, so tired of penciling these things in every day. Okay, bye.
She's right. This is not a topic that we have discussed very much on the podcast.
Well, I've never gotten microblading. Have you?
No, I haven't.
So we're going to need to reach out to anyone who has. First of all, I say, listener, whatever makes your life easier and more comfortable, you do it.
Amen.
You're tired of penciling in. Sounds like you don't want to go without a brow.
Yep.
Or a defined brow. So microblading might be a really good choice for you. I've had some friends who have done it and it looks really nice. I think that my advice would be to look in the area that you live in. I believe this person, I did Google their area code, and I believe they live in a metropolis, per se. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be some good people who do it near you. And perhaps this is a topic for the Forever 35 Facebook group. If anybody in your area has a recommendation, reaching out to friends. And then I would say like really reading reviews and doing some research since mm-hmm. you want it to be comfortable and look natural. Though I would imagine no matter what, it's going to feel odd at first to have something like this on your face. Like even when I pencil right. in my eyebrow, I'm like, whoa. Because
yeah,
it just
yeah.
looks different. So I would just know there might be like an adjustment period.
Totally. That was pretty much what I was going to say. I was going to say you sound like a perfect candidate for microblading if this is something that you want to do. And I know this has come up in the Facebook group. So I would, if you're on Facebook, I would search in there. But I'd also, like Kate said, I'd love to hear from listeners about their own experiences.
Yeah. And, you know, like, we are all of a generation. This listener is having a hormonal hair loss experience. You know, Dory and I grew up in a time where it was cool to have really thin eyebrows, and it's been hard to grow those back. So, you know, we see you.
We do. We see you.
All right. Well, we received a voicemail about someone who this listener was very upset about underwear. I really enjoyed this person's rant and I wanted to make space for it. So,
hi, I guess I'm just calling to do the like podcast listener version of arguing with strangers on the internet to just like reiterate that it's really not a look to wear normal underwear with leggings. Like, I don't know, like, what community this caller is from, where everyone's wearing thongs under their leggings, but, like, I don't know, man. I've lived in New York City, like, people, it's fine. It is fine. Like, what is this? I don't even just think this is, like, a patriarchy thing. I think this is just shitty. I mean, everything's a patriarchy thing. But, like, oh, my God. Like, there's nothing weird or embarrassing about wearing underwear. What? It's just a thing everyone wears. Like, what is that? Send me so irritated. First of all, if, like, huge underwear is a look, that's fine. But, like, it's just not even a thing to wear underwear. Like, what is this person talking about? Just listen, everybody, like, wear your underwear and, like, don't wonder if it's weird. Are you kidding me? I don't know. This is a lot. All right. It's, like, Sunday night. Gonna have to forget about this before I go to work tomorrow. All right, bye.
I love their anger.
I have to say, when I started listening to this, I first thought this listener was saying that they didn't want people to wear underwear under leggings.
Me too, because they say, like, it's not a look. But right. I think what they're saying is, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. The rest of their voicemail made that abundantly clear.
They have a strong opinion about this.
I mean, look, I'm with them on this.
I am too, although we're going to keep talking about this because we've received some listener feedback that's like, hey, I prefer thongs, and it's not because of the patriarchy telling me what to put in my butt crack. It just feels better. And to them, I say,
that's fine.
I see you.
And I don't see your underwear.
I don't. Yeah, look at that. No VPLs for you. But yes, I agree with this listener. I truly loved their journey of, like, I don't even think it's the patriarchy. No way. Everything is the patriarchy. And then also at the end of just being like, I'm going to forget about this tomorrow. Like, I get it. I love you, listener.
Yeah.
I love you
too.
So much. We
me
feel
too.
You. We all right. Well,
really feel you.
Transitioning off of that is kind of an underwear adjacent question that we got from another listener. They say, I'm a fat person, not shaming myself here, working hard to reclaim that word for myself and not assign it any judgment. I have a big tummy and a pretty flat ass and always struggle with getting underwear to stay up. I know this sounds nuts, but the back of my pants inevitably slides down my butt throughout the day. It happens less if I wear high-waisted underwear, but I don't always want to go for that, especially in the summer when I get hot under my tum. Am I the only person this happens to? Is this something I just have to live with? Is there a magical pair of pants out there for me? Whew. Hold on, I've got a child visiting, so it might get loud in here. First of all, I was thinking about, when I read this, I was thinking about, Dory, how you had talked about how you had been searching for, was it pants for, like, what did you search for? Like,
oh,
short, like, legs?
No, skinny legs and big belly.
Yeah. Like, our bodies are, there's no one shape. And so it can be so frustrating when clothes do not fit us properly. Like, there's nothing, it's not our bodies. There's nothing wrong with our bodies. It's this kind of the creation of clothing and how there's been one way to, you know, kind of make it, and it doesn't fit a lot of us.
Yeah.
So I what I'm not clear is if this listener is looking for pants or underpants.
I think underwear.
Okay.
I always struggle with getting underwear to stay up.
Well, now, here is kind of a question that I never thought I would ask, but would a thong be good for this listener?
Because I don't think so.
Because it sounds like the whole back of the underpant is falling down because they've got a flat butt. And I also have a flat butt.
I also have a flat butt, and I feel like a thong is not a great style for a flat butt. I might be wrong, though. There might be flat butted friends out there who wear thongs might say different.
I I'd be curious about like a really good high-waisted pair of underwear. Or, I mean, there's this listener saying they don't always want to go for high-waisted. I feel like you need an underwear that's really secure. Like cotton underwear with like that dinky little waistline ain't going to cut it.
So, okay, let me...
Dory's doing her research.
I recently got some underwear from Soma.
Interesting.
Are you familiar with this brand?
It's vaguely familiar in my brain.
Okay. So they make some underwear that is, for lack of a better word, like has like stickiness to it. Like it's meant to stay in place.
Really?
Yes. And so that might be an option. However, they only go up to XXL, which is not particularly size inclusive. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if that would work for this listener.
Perhaps someone has another recommendation of sticky underwear that's more size inclusive.
Yes, yeah, sticky underwear.
Sounds so gross. Sorry. That's interesting, though. I bet this exists and we just don't know about it yet. Like you and I. I bet there's better underwear for this.
Yeah. You know, I would look on a site like Bare Necessities, which I feel like has a very wide range of brands and sizes.
Well, I have a controversial suggestion. What about, like, does Spanx, I'm not saying wear, like, Spanx minimizing clothes, but do they make, I know their, like, athletic wear is really well received, and I'm wondering if they make good underpants.
Hmm.
But you know what? I can't, their website is not letting me get on it for some, oh, here we go. Let's see. Let me just look real quick. Shapewear.
I'm looking.
Panties.
They have a pair of underwear called the Butt Naked But Better Shorty.
That's quite a mouthful.
It is. They have a size that they are calling 1-3X.
Okay.
Which I think just means like 1X to 3X.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is more size inclusive than Soma, certainly not like the most size inclusive, but I guess a little better. So that could be an option.
Now here's another option. What about Skims?
I think Skims goes up to 3X.
I wonder if their underwear stays on.
I've been intrigued. I have to say, I've been intrigued by Skims.
They have something called the Fits Everybody Full Brief that looks very appealing. It goes up to 4X, starts an extra, okay, extra small, goes to 4X. It comes in a wide variety of colors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They say it's the perfect everyday full brief.
Okay, so Bare Necessities has some options up to 5X.
All right. I like where we're going here. Okay.
That are actually kind of cute. So that could also be an option.
Well, listeners, let's keep talking. I think we're never going to stop talking about underwear.
No, we're never going to.
Clearly.
All right. Let's take another break and move on to a different topic.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right. We are back with an interesting conundrum. Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a problem that I hope your listeners can help resolve. I love to cook, and I cook dinner almost every night for me and my husband. The problem is I mindlessly eat while I cook, and by the time the food is ready, I'm full. Because I want to enjoy the final meal and time with my husband, I end up eating dinner anyway. And when I'm finished, I'm so uncomfortably stuffed. I'm 33, and this is something I've been doing for as long as I can remember. I've tried to be more mindful while cooking, but I get in the zone, and before I know it, I'm munching away. Do you or any listeners have any tips or tricks to help a home cook stop her mindless munching? Thank you, loads.
I do this too. I like munch. Oh my God. Yeah. I munch on everything while I cook. Like I just nibble on all this stuff. I'll even eat like dried pasta. I just like to nibble, but then I'm full. Like then I'm like nibbled to the point where I'm like, oh, but now I can't enjoy this beautiful meal that I've made. I mean, in my mind, I would like chew gum or drink a seltzer water or just
yes.
Like nibble on a toothpick. Yeah. If you don't want to do gum, my husband chews on like mint toothpicks a lot.
My other suggestion was going to be like a big glass of water or seltzer is a great suggestion. So
a glass of wine if you're a drinker of wine.
Yeah.
But something to keep your oral stuff going that's not making your body full so you can still enjoy dinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I don't know.
I love this question. I love that someone was like, I know who to ask.
Yeah,
Kate and Dory.
They will know.
I just love it.
All right. We asked for stories about people like meeting romantic partners at work.
Oh, we did.
So, and we got some responses. Here is one of them.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Sarah calling from Pennsylvania. And I had to call and pause the pod when you started talking about work romances because I have the ultimate work romance story. I'm engaged to be married to my work romance. We met working at a local television station. We were both producers, but we had totally different programs. So our jobs were similar, but not the same. They didn't really conflict at all or overlap a ton. And when I started and we met, he was actually in a long-term relationship with someone else. So we could only be friends in the beginning, only coworkers. So I think that was actually the perfect way to start a relationship because we had that solid structure of friendship. And just like you guys were speculating, it was exactly that, you know, driving separately into work after the morning. And we never got too naughty, but we would like sneak away on our lunch breaks and just like make out a little bit, you know, for fun. And it was just a really wonderful way to start a relationship. And yeah, so he is the love of my life. I had never quite met anyone like him, and it was the most unexpected place to meet. Another fun tidbit is that multiple couples have come out of this place of employment, which is probably one of the only good things it does provide. So I don't know if there's something in the air there, but I know of at least two other couples that are married after meeting at this place. So anyway, love the pod. Had to share my tale. Thanks so much. Bye.
Aw.
So I've like written this rom-com in my head. And they're like competing anchors at the new local news. And then they make out.
Go on. Mm.
I just love this, like a newsroom romance with like two different kinds of anchors. Like maybe, I don't know. I just have it all. This is like immediately I went into like fantasy writing mode on this one.
Oh, you just gave me another idea for a rom-com that you could write. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you, listener, for inspiring like numerous books.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love your meet cute. I love you making out the station secretly. Also, like, I like that this listener was like, we didn't do anything. Then we would sneak off to make out. Like, that counts.
Yeah. That's and the hard. Arriving in separate cars. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kate is making some very vulgar gestures.
Yeah, I'm just getting excited. Well, on that.
Not too vulgar. That, don't worry.
No. But, you know, on that horny note, this will end it here, shall we, Dori?
Yep. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
Yep. Bye.